Oh, Allison must thank you all. Oh, not bad, we don't
call.
Before we draw, I'm just going to say I think I might have to leave after.
Okay.
To
go to your, take a bus.
My bus adventure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you guys, we'll probably end the show after fan phone call, possibly. Okay, do you want to do the lifting?
You know, I feel
no,
like
you
the,
shouldn't. It's
the
okay.
Bringer of bad news, like the end of the show.
Another text. Mike Chimeri, MCLI Jazz. He was watching Earth. Oh, there you are, MCLI Jazz. It's you.
Lucky day. Get ready for a call.
I know. Get ready for a call while I look to see.
Oh, he's going for a walk after the show. If you have a cell phone, you could walk and be on fan phone call.
He's still here, right?
Well, unless he left in the last
right.
20 seconds. Or unless an imposter is using his chat handle.
Hello?
Mike?
Yes?
Hello, it is Allison Rosen of Allison Rosen is your new best friend.
Hello, Allison.
You...
Hello, Dustin.
Oh.
Wait, didn't you just hear us saying that you were drawn for fan... But we saw you in the chat room. You're acting all surprised.
No, I'm not surprised. Well, you know what? I am surprised.
You're playing it cool, man. You're
it's been
it way
4 months,
cool.
And I never thought I'd be the. I'd never thought I'd be the fan phone call, but here I am.
Now it sounds like the beginning of a penthouse forum letter. And I only know that because I've seen the movie The Sure Thing. I don't read Penthouse regularly. So, Mike, what's up? Hello.
Hello.
What are you doing besides watching this great show?
Nothing else, but I'm going to go for a walk a little later. It's only 5 in the afternoon. Usually when you're on, it's like 8 or 9 at night, and it's dark.
So then
but, you know, in a couple of months, it will be dark by now.
So then usually you watch the show after you go on a walk? Is that right?
Well, I don't always go for a walk, but I'm just saying, you know, it's usually prime time when your show is on.
Right, right. Well, you know, the Emmys asked me to do my show earlier, and I said, okay, you guys.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. So where do you live? Where it's
climbing? I live in Wantagh on Long Island, New York, in Nassau County, a couple of counties away from where you live in Brooklyn, although you're
not there
right now. You're in California.
Now, Wantagh. Do you know where that is, Dustin?
I do. I did a sprint triathlon in Montauk. It's rather pretty.
No, no, not Montauk.
No,
Wantagh.
Oh, Wantagh.
Yeah, Wantagh.
No, there's no U. It's just Wantagh.
A Wantag.
Yeah, Wantag. Wantagh.
Yet another reason I hate Long Island. All those things that...
Yeah, all those Native American names that are hard to pronounce.
I don't blame the Native Americans, though. I blame Long Island, Mike. No offense.
So, like, where in Long Island
None taken.
Is this, though? If I know, where Seacliff is.
Yeah, that's probably about a half hour north of me.
And I've been to Massapequa.
Yes, that's just a couple of hamlets away. That's what we call the towns here.
You call them hamlets? That's so cute.
Just give us how far along the island is. Like, if Long Island were a status bar, what percentage are you?
Oh, good. Good question.
Say that again?
Just how far out on the island are you? I feel like that's all the
I'm probably... I'm
50%?
I'm not quite in the middle of it. I'm western Long Island, I think.
40%.
Okay.
Maybe 15 minutes from Queens.
Oh, Dustin used to live there.
I did. I lived in Astoria.
Ah. Yeah, my sister has a friend that lives in Astoria.
Nice. And it took me probably like 3 years of living in New York to realize that Brooklyn and Queens and Long Island were all the same landmass.
I don't even think I realized that.
I know. It comes as a surprise because Long Island, you would think, that
some
is itself
other thing,
an island, and that other things wouldn't be part of the island. But
You'd be wrong.
But you would be wrong. Brooklyn is a part of Long Island.
What about you, Mike? Do you have a good sense of geography, or are you more like Dustin?
Well, I used to read a lot of atlases, actually. But you know, I forgot most of that.
Wait, let's take me back to the time when you read atlases. Like, for fun, you would read them?
Yes, and I was into street signs and signs on parkways and expressways. I still take pictures of those when I'm driving. Like if I'm going to a concert or.
Do you steal like signs? That. Do you have signs stuffed in some room in your house?
I used to. I have pictures of it on my computer.
But you used to steal signs.
Oh, steal signs? No, I didn't steal them. I just took pictures of them.
Oh, sure. Okay, I believe you.
All right, good.
How many atlases do you currently own?
Well, I have a Nassau County pocket atlas somewhere in my room. I forgot where.
Okay. And what do you do? I know it is music related.
I don't do anything right now, but I'm planning on starting a live 365 station, internet radio station, next month. I'll be playing contemporary jazz, traditional jazz, jazz fusion, and new age. And primarily the instrumental kind, not many vocals unless they're background.
Right. Cool. Did you used to have a radio show or station?
I did at WCWP, which is at my... college alma mater, CW Post. I was just back there for 7 months, you know, I had a show in my previous time at the station, but I wasn't part of a jazz format, and in this recent 7 month stretch at the station I was, and I wasn't really going along with the format, and I was told I needed to change and start to play what other hosts on other nights of the format were playing, and I couldn't do that, so I graciously stepped aside and wished them well. But I'll be back at the station for homecoming in October. Remember, it is a college radio station.
So you could not buckle to their artistic demands?
I couldn't. With all due respect to them, I have great respect for the management at the station, the station manager, and the program director, the technical direct, the production coordinator, the music director, on down.
They're kind of a bunch of jerks, huh?
Yeah, Mike, you're handling this way too maturely.
You're not going to get me to say that.
Sprayed balsamic vinegar in their face.
Yeah, and then popped open an emergency window and gone out a slide. Some kind of slide. They have emergency exits with slides at the radio station on the college campus, right?
Well, we have an emergency exit.
Well, did you think of going out it? Of making
No.
use of it?
No, I'm not going to let the alarm go off.
You could have been a national...
I play it too safe.
Have you ever stormed out of a place? Are you a storming out?
Yeah, I've done that in the past, but I've apologized later.
What was the circumstance under which you stormed out?
You know what? I don't even remember.
Oh, how convenient. Do you have any pets?
Yes, I took an amnesia pill just now.
Do you have any pets or children?
I used no children. We used to have a chocolate lab. I live with my parents and my sister, but he was put to sleep a few years ago.
Aww.
He lived to 9 and a half.
Aww. I am currently staying, well, as you know, with my parents, and I find
right.
that it makes me turn into a child. How do you not turn into a child?
I don't have a good answer for that, you know, and as much as I try to act like an adult, I do have childlike flashes,
yes.
as it were.
It's very
if that makes sense.
It totally makes sense. In a
oh,
way,
good.
It almost makes me think, there's a danger to being around people that you feel so comfortable with, because then you're not always the nicest person. Maybe I am probably just talking about myself right now, but like around friends, I don't get snippy, but around my parents I do, and then I feel like an asshole.
Yeah, that happens to me. But I love my parents.
Not just you.
It's not just me. Okay. Good to know. And now
hopefully I'm not saying too much.
Oh, you're not. I'm saying too much. You're not saying too much. I'm the one who talked about farting for a while earlier, and then I burped on the last show, so.
That's right. I caught that.
Pretty good, right?
Oh, yeah. It was great, great internet.
Thank you. Now, do you watch other Ustream shows?
I don't. This is the only one I watch.
I love that about you. How did you hear about me?
A couple of years ago on Red Eye.
Okay.
Which is, I guess, a common answer you get on fan phone call.
It is. But then I get
no less delightful.
No, it's always it's ever delightful.
Of course.
And what else do we need to know from Mike? Is it Chimeri?
Chimeri.
Okay.
Chimeri. It's an SH sound, but a CH spelling.
Oh, Chimeri.
Yes.
I thought that I was someone who was good at pronouncing names and things, but through this show, and this is why it's valuable, I've learned that I am actually terrible at it, because I tend to pronounce people's names wrong off the bat.
Yeah.
Like even Bill Cleveland, I thought it was Bill Cleveland. How would I know?
Exactly. That's why pronouncing names is it's a no-win game.
It's a fool's game.
I've gotten better at pronouncing names over the years.
Really? Are you really good now?
Yeah, but it depends on the name. Once I hear somebody pronounce the name, I don't forget it. Like some jazz musicians, they, you know, their last names aren't that easy. You have to hear how they say it to know how to say it. Like Greg Karukas, K-A-R-U-K-A-S. It looks like Karukas on first glance. But then I interviewed him on my radio show a few years ago, and he said it's Karukas. And also he has it on the liner notes of his CDs, K-U-H hyphen R-O-O hyphen K-I-S-S. So that helps.
Well, that's helpful.
And I've never forgot.
It's kind of semi just me or everyone. I find even when people provide those phonetic spellings, half the time I still don't get it.
Yes.
Like I have the phonetic spelling on in whenever I'm emailing somebody, like if a musician that I've interviewed and they're recording a liner for my show, like, "Hi, this is Ken Navarro, and you're listening to Mike Chimeri on,"
well,
you know, like that.
Right, that's good, because I wouldn't want someone to be like, "Hi, I am Dustin, and I am on Allison Rosen is your new best friend."
Rosen.
And that could happen.
Well, there's hockey and football announcer Sam Rosen, so that's how I knew how to pronounce your name.
Yes, good. Hockey and football announcer, is that what you said?
Yes.
So I got distracted for a second because someone in the chat room said you're not mean to people, you're annoying. And I don't know if they're talking about me or someone else. But either way...
Well, I hope I'm not annoying. I've been accused of that.
No, it's not you. It's either... It's definitely me or it's someone in the chat room.
I haven't even been paying attention to the chat room. I've just been I've been looking down while I'm talking to you.
That's good.
I'm recording my end of the conversation on a microphone and through Adobe Audition.
Oh, and what do you plan to do with that?
Well, when the archive is up, I'll mix the audio from the stream and mix it with my end.
You should probably hire some kind of voiceover recording artist to do me.
Duh, you're fine.
Okay.
That as a random tangent, it makes me think of. I met with a friend of mine before I left New York, and he was making this prediction that one day there will be an iPhone application that's just going to record every minute of your life. And he was saying it as like this hugely positive thing. He's like, "It's going to be great. You know, if I can't remember what I was talking about with someone, I'll just consult the thing. And I was like, that sounds horrible.
I feel like that's...
Yeah, well, I hope that app never comes about, because there are some moments that I'd like to forget.
I know, right? That's where I was going with it. And he was just, like, he couldn't see the downside.
See,
You know, I don't want to remember, you know, shows that I've had where none of the equipment works and I don't have any backup CDs to play. And that actually happened to me back in March. It was awful.
Well, it's too late, Mike, because that stuff's already recorded. I'm talking about the non-recorded stuff that could be recorded.
Right.
Which would also be horrible.
I know.
Wait. Oh, yeah, I have a question for you, because you're on the radio, and this is something I always wonder. Do you do anything special to your voice to have a radio voice? Or
no, it's just something I've developed over time from watching TV and listening to radio and listening to old radio air checks online. Go ahead.
Are you like, I'm going to use my radio voice now? Or do you just lapse into it?
I lapse into... you know what? It just comes naturally, and I mean that.
Okay.
This is how I talk most of the time.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, Mimi wanted to know, can you recommend a track to listen to today?
Well, let's see. Pick something current. I guess... Botswana Bossa Nova by David Benoit, or Will's Chill by David Benoit from his most recent album Earthglow. You can look that up online.
His last name is Benoit.
Yes, Benoit. He's from where you are right now, about the same area.
Orange County.
I think so.
Huh.
Where is Hermosa Beach?
Oh, that's actually L.A. County, I believe.
Oh, okay. Then he's from up there. But I have a friend, Dan Siegel. He's a keyboardist. He lives in Irvine.
Oh, that's not that far either. No way. What were you going to say, Dustin?
Way.
Hermosa was the third beach I was trying to think of.
We were having what are the beaches around here conversation. Yes. Well, listen, Mike Shamari, thank you so much for letting us catch you before your walk.
Well, thank you, Allison. It was an honor to finally be the fan phone call. And, you know, I submitted my number one more time after, I don't know what the date was on the paper that you picked from the pot.
The date was August 1st.
Oh, okay. So then it's that one. So, but I submitted it back in March or April. So if you see that one again, just discard it.
Okay.
Unless you don't mind calling me again.
Well, yes, I haven't figured out my policy on that yet. I should probably figure that out.
It'll probably depend on whether we remember having called you at the time.
Exactly. Because generally, I pull someone's name out, and I'm like, I feel like I've called that person before, and then I don't know if I have or not. It's possible.
Well, I won't forget.
No, you won't. All right. Whoa. Weird flumminess in my throat.
Oh, you might be lapsing into your radio voice.
I might be.
Yes.
All right. Well, have a good day. Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.